And Daf Tes Amud Aleph, let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Another time I'd like to say over Amurim the Kechidish of the Chassam Sofer. The Gemara says as follows. The Mesifim Mechel Ala Kodesh Min Olam, how do we know that there's a Din Taisvis? The Sanya Bechorish Vakotzer Tishbois, Rabbi Kiva Omer. So the first half of the Pasuk is speaking about Shabbos Bereshis. Then it's the Bechorish of Akotzer Tishbois. So Rabbi Kiva held that it's not speaking about, for sure it's not speaking about Shabbos, because Shabbos is also a Lamatas Melochet. So this is speaking about Dinei Shviyis. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Einei Tzorech Loimer Chorish Vekotzer Shel Shviyis, Sherei Kvar Nema Asot Cholei Sizra, Kama Cholei Sizra, Kama Cholei Sizmer. Then it says the ptsiras also, ktsiras also. So the Isar ktsire is, and the Isar chirish is coming on the chorish bekotzer, el chorish al erev shviyis hanichnas le shviyis, bekotzer shal shviyis hayayitze le maitzoi shviyis. That is the makir of Taisvis according to Rabbi Kiva by Taisvis shviyis. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, he does not darshan this posik. The Chorish that is speaking about Shviyis, he learns of speaking about Shabbos, Machorish Rishus, Havkotzer Rishus, Yotzok Tzir HaOimer, Shehu Mitzvah Nitzdoich HaShabbos. So he Bechlau doesn't have a posik on Taisvitz, Rabbi Yishmer, Mishtifin Mechel Ala Kodesh Min Olam. The Gemara says, Nav Kolei Medesanyi V'nisam Esnav Sheisechem B'Sisha. It says in the posik that one should be Mis'ana B'Tisha, Yochel B'Tisha, that like one should fast B'Tisha. Tamaloyim ba'erev, that one fasts in the evening. He ba'erev yochel mishetech shach. That is this man has cholos hatainis, tamaloyim ba'tisha. Okay, tzad maschil u'mis'ane mi ba'oid yoyim. So he starts fasting mi ba'oid yoyim. Melam meishem mishifin mechel al kodesh. So from here we learned it in Taisvis. Ein li ela b'chnisosei b'tziyosei minayim. How do we know that is a din Taisvis? And Yom HaKippurim, Meitzoi Yom HaKippurim, Tamaloyim Me'erev Ad Erev, and Rashi says, Ad Va'ad Bechlau, so one has to fast a chelik of Meitzoi Yom HaKippurim. Einli Ela Yom HaKippurim, there's a din Teisve, Shabbos is Minayim, Tamaloyim Tishbesu, Yomim Teiv Minayim, Tamaloyim Shabbatchem, okay, Tzad Kol Mokim Shes Bei Shvois, Meitzifin, Michael Al-Kaidish, and Teisve has said that this is coming to be Marbe, Shviyis also. The Rabbi Kiva, so the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, he knows the din Taisvis from Shviyis. Ivy, he needs them as not Sechem Batisha, my Ovidlei. Me boiler, the Tanichi Baravdifti, the Tanichi Baravdifti, he needs them as not Sechem Batisha, Batisha Messanim, Le Batirim Messanim, Rolaimala, Kalechel, Vishaisa, Bechima, Olava Kosov. So we had mentioned last week a Mayodik Akasha from the Chassam Sofer. From the Gemara, it would seem, let's say, the last Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, so why do you need Ve'inisem? So Ve'inisem is coming for, not for Taisus, because Taisus was signed now from Shviyas already. A kavochaima from Shviyas, Mr. Madach Shviyas is a chai v'lav, and is a din taisvis, vada givist, Yom HaKippurim. So, you know, you have Yom Tiv, how do you know? But al kaponim, vada givist, Yom HaKippurim, and Shabbos is a din taisvis. So, the pasuk is coming for something else. So, the Chassam Sofer asked, l'chayre, these are two musagim of taisvis. The Taisvis of Shviyas is that a person is not permitted to do a Malacha Erev Shviyas, which will be Geirim, that there will be, that will be Miyapa the Karka in Shviyas, that will enable the Karka to be Megadol more in Shviyas. That's the Isar Taisvis. The Chirisha Erev Shviyas is Mala the Karka in Shviyas, so that is also. That is the Isser Taisvis of Erev Shviyas. By Shabbos, there is no such din. By Shabbos, one is permitted to do a Pa'ula Erev Shabbos, that one is permitted to put on water Erev Shabbos, that he'll water his crops in Shabbos, as long as he's not doing anything in Shabbos. So you see what is Osir in Shviyas is Mutar in Shabbos. The Din Taisvis of Shabbos is something else, that one, his man before Shabbos not permitted to do a malach. He should be perish from a malach as man ma before Shabbos. So the two different halachas, and the Chasam Sofer explains them because they're different dinim. By Shviyas, the halacha is that the karka has to be a shvusa in Shviyas, a mamela. So therefore, what I'm doing erev Shviyas is golnish mit golnish. I just have to make sure that the karka should be the shvis of the karka and shvis. So therefore the only yisr is if by doing something erev shvis I will make that the karka will not be shavis in shvis. That's the yisr. Masha'in came by Shabbos, the yisr is that the gavra has to be a shavis. So memela, if he puts on the water erev Shabbos, so in Shabbos he's a shavis. It was gate miron that the karka will be nishtabach, things will be growing. But al kaponim, he's a shavis. But al kaponim, there are two different halachas of shvise. So how does one learn out one from the other? That was the Chasam Sofer's kasha. The kitzur, the Chasam Sofer says a teret, I noticed it's not like Taisvis, but he says, Mokim hinichului, heyira einai min ha-shamayim. He says, amu'im dekezach, the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that the shvise, the Taisvis inui b'yema kipurim, is as follows. Pshat is that the pasuk says, v'nisem esnap sheseichem b'tisha b'chidesh v'eret. He says there's another kasha. The Gemara is the kasha. Here it says Betisha. So it can't be Betisha. It says Ba'eret. So it says Betisha mekan that you're Moise. He said, I don't understand what the teret. If you need Venisim, it's not Shiseichem Ba'eret, so Betisha is not Ba'eret. What, how did the Gemara answer the question? If I state so, Erev is a stira to Tisha, and Tisha is a stira to Erev. So we made Taisvus, but we still have the Stira. So if it is a Din Taisvus, so you're not fasting Be'erev, you're starting to fast from Tisha. So the Chasam Sofer says that V'nisem, Esnav Shiseichem, B'tisha B'chidesh Be'erev means as soon as it becomes night, one should start being a Me'uneh. And this is not possible if one eats till the Shkia. Because he comes into Yom Kippurim, he's full. He's not a mu'una at all. He has to have some hunger, some type of inui when Yom Kippur starts. So how does he accomplish this? So he says there's a zman ma, he says a shor, I don't know if he means a shor, but there's a zman ma, let's say perhaps a half an hour before Yom Kippurim is not permitted to eat. So, and what does that accomplish? So it accomplishes that when it becomes Yom Kippur already, he's there's a little hunger already. So, be'etzem, v'nisem es nafshiseichem b'tisha b'chodesh b'erev means, be'etzem, it means as this, that you have to see that b'erev, as soon as it's night, you should be a mu'un already. Not that, you know, you should start a half an hour later. You should be a mu'un by, as soon as it becomes erev. So how do we accomplish that he becomes a mu'une by erev? So you have to stop eating a half an hour before. So memela, stop eating a half an hour before. So already the inui starts in the beginning of Yom Kippurim. So it would seem he touches the posik as follows: v'nisem es nafshiseichem b'tisha b'chodesh. That means a pu'ule of withdrawal from eating should be b'tisha b'chodesh. And the feelings of inui start be'erev. So they're two different things. You start feeling to the inui be'erev, and a half an hour before you have to stop eating be'poil. Two dinim. Then he explains the baraisa further. The baraisa says, "Ein li ela b'knisosai b'tziyosai minayim tamaloi me'mi erev adarev." Now, he says, if this inui, this is an inui, that means I have to make sure, erev Yom Kippurim, that I should be a mu'une the whole Yom Kippur. That's pshat of the first inyan. That's the inyan of Tosfos of Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, now if there's a second din, that I have to be Moisef, Mitzoy Yom Kippur, this is not this Gedda, because it's after Yom Kippur already. So this is a new Gedda. This is a gather of that you have to add on to the Yom Kippurim, that the Yom Kippurim, you have to be Moisev on the Yom Kippurim another minute or two. This is a different din. This is a din of Hisof and Zman. You have to add on, Moisev and Mechel al HaKadosh, you have to add on. This is a second din in Gansen. So he says, Be'emes and by Yom Kippur, steht doch zwei besondere types of Tosfos. There's one Tosfos, the Tosfos of Knesset, that we learn from this that I have to make sure Erev Yom Kippur, that I have to be a Mu'una in Yom Kippur, and this Tosfos is the same Tosfos like Tosfos Shviyas. It's the same thing. I have to make sure Erev Shviyas that the Kalka should be a Shavis in Shviyas. Don't be Chayrish Erev Shviyas, because you're going to be Chayrish Erev Shviyas, so the Kalka will not be a Shavis in Shviyas. That's one halacha. Then there's another halacha we learn out that Mitzoy Yom Kippurim, you have to add on more time. And the second din, he says, if there's a din, you have to add on more time. Mitzoy Yom Kippurim is who a din Erev Yom Kippurim also. We have this din also, because there's no difference. If you have to add, you have to be Moisev Michel al HaKadosh, that misfara, there's no difference between the beginning and the end. So by Inu, it doesn't make an afkamina. But by Shvisim and Melochim makes an afkamina. By Shvisim and Melochim, so you have to be Shavis a minute before Shabbos and a minute after Shabbos. So Emerson, in this pasuk, it says two types of Hoisofe. There's a Hoisofe that you're creating an Inui in Yom Kippur, and this is Daimah to the Hoisofe of Shviyas, that I'm making sure that there should be a Shvisa in Shviyas. And then there's the Hoisofe of adding Zman. So he says, the Gemara only said, according to Rabbi Kiva, you can learn out the Hoisofe of, if Rabbi Kiva says that by Shviyas, Yimbuchuyev to see that the Eretz should be a Shavis and Shviyas, so I can learn that by Yom Kippur, Yimbuchuyev to see, should be a Mu'una in Yom Kippur. That's all what the Gemara said. So the Gemara, so the beginning of the pasuk, v'inisem es nafshei seichem betisha b'chodesh, this miyuchedike halacha, this halacha, I can learn now from Shviyas according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, learn out everything from this pasuk. But the other halacha, there's another halacha that you have to be meisiv michil ala kodesh, that I learn now from me'erev aderev, that I feel like Rabbi Kiva is also meideh. Rabbi Kiva is also moide that is another din of Tosfos. There's a din of Tosfos that you have to add zman in the beginning and the end. That's how the Chasam Sofer says Bekitzel Nimrod. He says this in a Psarif, he wants to be Miyashiv, but that's how he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, that's where we're up to. We see klar that the Tosfos Zichud did not learn like the Chasam Sofer. Rabbi Kiva Haivi Nisem Mai Ovidlei. The Rabbi Kiva Aviyalef Kulu Mishviyas. Rabbi Kiva learns out everything from Shviyas. Shabbos, V'yontev, Yom Kippurim. Everything he learns out from Shviyas. Now, we just mentioned some Sefer says that's not true. Rabbi Kiva only learns out the Tosfos Inui from Shviyas. The other thing he learns out is that's what he only has on the word V'nisim, what he does with the V'nisim. Oh, but Tosfos doesn't learn like the Sam Sefer. So Tosfos learns that everything he learns out from Shviyas. The Kulu Moide, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the Eraisik and the Mrinin, the Perik Shel, the Perik HaMeidi. So Kaponim, everyone holds all the Nei Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't differentiate Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Tosfos Shabbos. So Memele, now the Shabbos, where you learn it from? Rabbi Kiva learns it from Mechorish of Akotza Tishbais, and Rabbi Shmuel learns it from the Pasuk V'inisa. V'ktas Koshe, the Perik Mokim Shenoa Gubor Lameima, the Hod Yom HaKippurim Sveikai Osa, it says in Abaraisa that Yom HaKippurim Sveikai Osa. What does that mean? That the Zman Sofik is also to eat. What does that mean? Bebein HaShmosh Shaloi Ayri. that the Braise Dachsma differentiates between Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim topic is also Ben HaShemoshes is also Ben HaShemoshes Shaloi Ayri V'amai Afilu Vada Yom Somuch Lachasheicha Osa B'Knisosoi Oy Vadai Laila Somuch L'Yom B'Yitziyosoi Mishim Teisvitz. Fragt doch Teisvitz, why does the Braise say Sveika is also one is not permitted to eat. Yom Sofik Yom HaKippurim, Bein HaShemoshes is not allowed to eat. Bein Bitziyosai, Bein Biknisosai, Bein Bitziyosai. The din is afilo when it's Vadai. Vadai not Yom HaKippurim, you're also not allowed to eat this. It didn't taste of it. It's also also. The Uchamayke in Kosher Bepeg Vame Madlikim, the Snan Sofik Chasheicha Ein Madlikim. It says, if it's Sofik Yoim Sofik Laila, you're not allowed to be Madlik, Bein HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to be Madlik as Aner. So why Dafke Sofik Yoim, so why Bein HaShemoshes it's also, you're not allowed to, a minute before Bein HaShemoshes, out the mitzvah of Taisvus. There's a beautiful Kasha that someone asked the Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer said, let's say by Yom Kippur. By Yom HaKippurim, if a person becomes Bar Mitzvah in Yom Kippur. So Chsam Sofer said, the Mitzvah of Taisvis, L'chayri is not Mechuyim in HaTayre, because Taisvis is a Mitzvah of the previous day. The previous day he's a Kotel. If a person becomes a Godel on Yom HaKippurim, so L'chayri the Chiyad is, so Yom Kippur is Chayiv to fast, but Taisvis is not Chayiv. So someone asked Chsam Sofer, I say, according to you, it's not Shver Taisvis Kasha. Taisus asked the Kasha, why does the Braise have to say that one is not permitted to eat? Beina Sveikoi also, Sveikoi also, more than Sveikoi, Afilu it's Vadai Nagyoim HaKippurim, it's also also to eat, all Taisus. So he says the Gemara wants to be Koilu, Afilu a Bar Mitzvah Bocha, someone that's getting Bar Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim. So you can't say Taisvis is also because he's not a Tzumen Taisvis, he's a Kotten. So there it's only Mechuyim, it's only Sveikai also. That's what someone asked of Chsam Sofer. Beautiful Kasha. So, Chsam Sofer says two Terutzim. The second Terutz he wants to say, he says, between you and me, if the Braise is speaking about a Kotten that becomes a Godel, it becomes a Godel Yom HaKippurim, so he says as follows. So when it's Sofik Bein HaShemoshes, so he's claiming, is he mechuyev to fast min HaTorah? So he said, you'll shtel him on Chazoket. Because maybe he's still a Kotten. He had a Cheskas Katnes, and I don't know, did he become a Godel, did he bring Saras, didn't he bring Saras? So Memela, so he says, Bein HaShemoshes will also be potter to fast. Because he's still on Chazoket. So Memele, it's not speaking about a cotton. He asks a different kasha on Taisus. Lamaida, the Gemara says that there's no din teichoche. There's no din that noshim who eat Taisus Yom HaKippurim, there's no din teichoche. Since he say mutav shi yishoygigim va yu mezidim, since it's not mefurish pekro. So that is that kind of din taisvus, and bein hashemoshes to zichra, then you have to be moichet. Al kaponim, but that's eitzis on taisvus kasha. Taisvus asked a poshet azach, poshet vaistachois, that it's only also bein hashemoshes, not also before bein hashemoshes, and if there's a mitzvah of taisvus, it should be also before bein hashemoshes also. So what's that taisvus kasha? Vishemo, Mishum de sagi betaisvis mashu nokitochi. So Taisvis says, maybe because the mitzvah of Taisvis is no shir, filu amashu is also asa. You could create the mitzvah Taisvis with amashu. So therefore he says, sofik is asa. Klo what Taisvis means stands, I don't understand. I mean, so it's amashu, so. But there's a mitzvah, the Torah said you have to be moisiv. whatever the shir is, you have to be meisiv. In the Torah wrote psukim and limudim that you have to be meisiv this mashu. So why does it say sveikai also? I mean, it should say a mashu before sveikai is also also. I don't understand klo what thesis means to answer. Good, a mashu is good, but I mean, the Torah wrote a limud that we should be meisiv this mashu. Whatever it is a chiva yisafer. V'hoid, Taisus answers a second parrot. That Benison, even though we have over here Abi Kiva, Abi Shmuel, who hold there's a halacha of Taisus, but there's another Tana, there's a Tana Ram Gamliel. And Ram Gamliel Bachal doesn't hold it in Taisus. So Memele, so it could very well be that that Baraisa that says Yeme Kippurim, Sveika Yosso, that what it says in the Mishnah, Sofik Hashaykh Aymadlikim is going according to Ram Gamliel, who does not hold Bachlal the Din Taisus. For Oid Ram Gamliel, the Perik Kama the Moit Kotten, Leslay Taisus Klal. Where do we see this? The Kama Hosam Nimnu Al Shnei Prokim Halalu, Vihitirum. There are two Prokim, which Rishe was also. There's one Chirshin Besoda Halavon Ad Pesach, Besoda Ha'ilon Ad Atzeret. There were two Zmanim that one has to start the Meisif Erev Shviyas. That means a Soda Lavon, a Soda of Tvue, one stops being Chirish from Pesach. The Ha'ilon, one stops being Chirish from Shvuas. So the Gemara says, Ram Gamliel, Chal does not hold of these two prokim. The Kama Hosam Nimnu al Shnei prokim alolu vihitirum. They were matter. Kloima Pesach Batzer. Fine. So you don't have to stop by a stay love on Pesach. You don't have to stop by a stay ilon shvuas. Until when are you permitted to be chayrish? Good. So when to when you permitted to be chayrish? Umeforish bi Yerushalmi bereish mesechah shviyis bishor shehitiru. When they were matter, that you don't have to stop Pesach Shviyas, is lemikra samchu. They were seimach hanamikra. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, sheishish yomim tavoid vasisa kol malachtecha. Zeishteitach. Vasisa kol malachtecha. Is ma erev Shabbos bereishish, just like erev Shabbos bereishish. Atamute lasha is atche tishka hachama. Just like by Erev Shabbos, one is permitted to do malacha till the Shkia. Av kol Erev Shabbosai Shonim, so Erev Shviyas, atamutalasai Asher Tishkacham. So the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabban Gamliel, who holds that you're not mechuyev to stop Charisha by Esteilovim from Pesach and by Esteilovim from Shvuas, so you're permitted to be Charish till the Shkia of Shemitah. So, what's with Taisvis? So I says, there is no Din Taisvis. So that's what Taisvis wants to say. That's what a Yerushalmi. Now Taisvis says, the Emerson, it's not a not only a Yerushalmi, it's a Bavli. V'tamze nami isa bereish mayit kotn. The Gemara brings down this tam. Now, just let's know one thing. Taisus first was a Yerushalmi, then a Bavli. It's a Bavli, why is it being a Yerushalmi? The Bavli was only a Havamina. The Gemara wanted to say this drasha, and then the Gemara falls off from this drasha. But Taisus just wants to show that in Bavli we had such a Havamina also. The Tamzen Ami Yisa Bereish Moed Kotten, Yalev Shabbos Shabbosay Mishabbos Bereishis. Ma Laholom Hi Asura by Shabbos Bereishis Lefoner Lacher Mutter. So who are then Shviyas? Ella the Loikoi b'maskonochi. The Gemara does not remain with this mahalach. So memele. So we don't have this limit. Ella the Gemiri hilchese bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim dumya denisach hamayim. The Gemara says that the mekayer of Rabban Gamliel hold is no din. So the Makar is as follows. There's a halacha l'moishim Sinai that Chershin Esel Netiyas. We learned this last week, that Chershin Esel Netiyas in a certain area, one is permitted to be chayrish till shviyas, because if he won't be chayrish, then the tiyas, the young trees, they'll die. So it's a loch l'mayshim Sinai, this is mutter, number one. From this we learn, if there was a loch l'mayshim Sinai that one is permitted to be chayrish in the tiyas, so we see, but zakenis it's also. So from this loch l'mayshim Sinai, we see that there's a din of toisvis shviyas. Netiyas is mutter, zakenis is also. That is a mekayer, that is a mekayer to tell us that toisvis shviyas. Now, this halacha l'mayshim Sinai was given over with another halacha l'mayshim Sinai. Another halacha, what's the other halacha l'mayshim Sinai? Nisach HaMayim. What makes Nisach HaMayim on the Yontav of Sukkot? So the Gemara says that these two halacha l'mayshim Sinai have a tzad hashava, they have a common din. That's what? Just like by Nisach HaMayim, the mitzvah is only applicable b'zman habayis, so toisvis shviyas, that the din that chayrishin l'netiyas and you're not chayrish for zakenis is also bizman abayis. Shelay bizman abayis, it's mutter. So see here, emes, that is the time of Rabban Gamliel. That when Gamliel holds there's no din taisvis, so that means if he emes, it's not so good what taisvis is saying. That means he learned to hold din taisvis of shviyas. From the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. The Halach L'Moshe Misinai was only said before the Zman Abayis, after the Chuban Abayis, there's no Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So then we don't have any Raya what Ram Gamliel holds by Shabbos. We're not learning out Tais V'Shviyas from Shabbos. According to the Maskone, according to Babli, this Teretz is not so posh. Period. But that's why Taisa, but according to Yerushalmi, it's a good teretz. Ulefi oisa maskone. Now Taisa says, according to that maskone, yitochen leforish hilchese kerabakive, bekroi lebizman she'ein beis hamigdash kain. The Gemara, Taisa brought down before, and Dibra Masra b'Rishmoel, Taisa brought down a Gemara in Mayit Kotten, Hilchese l'Rabbi Yishmoel, Kroi l'Rabbi Kive. That the din tais v'shviyis, Rabbi Yishmoel learned it out from Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That's the halacha. The halacha says, Bavke es anetiyas is muta, vaisis kainis is also. Rabbi Kive learned that from a pasuk, Bechorish v'kotze tishboi. So the Gemara says, he learns that from Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, he learns out from a pasuk. So Taisa says, but now if the Gemara says according to Rabban Gamliel, who learns that from the Loch L'Moshe Misinai, the Loch L'Moshe Misinai only works Bisman Abayis, Shaloi Bisman Abayis, it's Mutter. Taisa just put down the Gemara in Mayit Kotten. So Taisa says, I have an eighth on the Gemara in Mayit Kotten. The Gemara asks if there's a Loch L'Moshe Misinai, so why does Rabbi Kiva need a posse? The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of the Loch L'Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Yishmoel holds of the Loch L'Moshe Misinai. Tachtach Taisvish, no, I have an Eitzah. According to, just like we say, according to Rabban Gamliel, that the Loch L'Moshe Misinai is only applicable, Bizman Abayis, after Chuban Abayis, Rabban Gamliel holds its mutter. So if I can't, Rabbi Kiva holds after Bizman Abayis, it's also also. That's what needs the Pasik. So Mamela, we have an Eitzah. He needs the Pasuk after Chuban Abayis, and the Loch L'Moshe Misinai was before Chuban Abayis. Well, if the Eitzah Maskone Yitochen Leforish, what you can't say, Hilchese Kerabbi Kive, or Kroi LeBizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaya. Well, Miu LeRabbi Dama Shmiz Bizman Azed HaRabbon on LaYevsh, according to Rabbi Shmiz, after the Chuban Abayis, it seems as also, is only on the Rabbanon, so then you can't say that the Pasuk is speaking about after Chuban Abayis. But like this, Episvot Epshe Given Anaitse. Now, Taisus is very schwer. I mean, Taisus says that, so we have both. We have the Ahalach L'Moshe Misinai till after the Chuban, and after the Chuban we have the Pasuk. It's Kan Sheila Ben, so why do you need the Ahalach L'Moshe Misinai for Velcha Gutta Yoram? Let's say the Pasuk. The Pasuk The Pasuk tells us that it's also Bechorish Bekotzer Tishboi. So L'chayra the Teretz is, the Alach L'maish Messina Be'etzim is coming to tell us a heter, and we derive an Issa from it. The Alach L'maish Messina is telling us that Esan Atiyas Amuter. Now we derive, I say, Kainis is Osa. I don't know if Taisvis would hold, it would be very Mechudishtik though, if Taisvis would hold that the heter also only applied till Chulban Abayis, and after Chulban Abayis, Esan Atiyas are also Osa, that would be very good. But I don't know if Taisvis holds like that. Taisus doesn't hold like that. You have to know. I mean, because that's the pasuk is telling us the halacha mishmishin is telling us a heter, not an issa. The Gemara derives from the heter that there's an issa by skenis. So you have to know klar how they know a heter of eser netiyas after chuban abayis. If the whole halacha mishmishin was only said bisman abayis. So this is unclear. But achrayim ask on Taisus though, Chaner and. I mean, why do you need a lochem ashem mesina if you have the pasuk already? The pasuk could work on bizman abayis also. So Taisvus weiter keilu is anet shi vaasiri klima that if a person eats erev yom kippurim it's choshev keilu is anet. Now, Taisus had a problem. So what's the big yichus of fasting Erev Yom HaKippurim? Kloima, kemoi shetzivo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehis'anos ve'is'anos. That means, that's the chiddush HaPosuk. The Posuk says, ke'ilu, there would be a mitzvah to fast Erev Yom HaKippurim, and we can, the Rebbein Shalom considers ke'ilu yifest. Avol hashto, but Taisus says, what is now? Now that we have the Torah tells us that eating is equivalent to fasting. Avol hashta vaday osa lehisanay. So Taisa says, but now that the Pasuk tells us there's a mitzvah to eat, is hashta vaday osa lehisanay. Now one is not permitted to eat. So, but not one is not, now one is not permitted to fast. Because fakir, the Torah says that the eating is a mitzvah to eat, and the eating is choshev ke'ilu, there would have been a mitzvah to fast, and skilu he fasted. But since there's a mitzvah to eat, now one is not permitted to fast. Aval hashta v'adei osa lisanis, k'demrinim b'psochem p'ke'ilu d'vor, ma'abarei d'ravina kule shata v'yosef b'tanis, he used to fast, l'bar me'atzarta, shvuitz, u'puya m'purim, u'mal yoyim v'dikipurim, n'arab yoyim ha'kipurim, b'sova lo k'rabi kive. So ma'abarei d'ravina holds like rabi kive, that there's a mitzvah to eat. Dike Rabbi Yishmoel, if you hold like Rabbi Yishmoel, less leach trosh. Rabbi Yishmoel Bechlal holds you out, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, you out to fast, Erev Yom Kippur also. There's no mitzvah to eat according to Rabbi Yishmoel. The Pasuk is just telling us the mitzvah of Taisvus. You out to fast Erev Yom Kippur also. So Kolchuch, he holds like Rabbi Kive. So if he holds like Rabbi Kive, so it's Keilu Isane. So why didn't he fast? His mamash Isane. So Vaistachois, that now that there's a posik, now it's choshev, ke'ilu there was a mitzvah, lisanis visande, but lemaise, now one is not permitted to fast, it's a mitzvah to eat. Vachinicha hodolai koma hosom hakel moidim ba'arve yom ha-kippurim, that everyone is moid the erev yom kippur, that you're not allowed to fast, to be nanami lochem, to koma hosom ha-atzeres, because it's not hakel moidim. Only Rabbi Kiva holds like this. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold this drosha that oichel b'chi is keilu isane chi vasiri. So einachanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to fast, but according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not allowed to fast. That's what Taisu says. Now we're starting a new sugya. Tana Rabbono, yoivel hi. Before we start this new sugya, let's just say over a few psukim in Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar, Kapitel Chofei, Pasuk Tes, it says as follows. Here the Pasuk starts speaking about Yovel. So So the Pasuk says as follows, Vaha'avarta shofar tru'a b'chodesh ha'shvi'i, be'oser l'chodesh, b'yom ha'kippurim taviru shofar b'chol ha'arzachem. So this Pasuk tells us there's a mitzvah to blow shofar, yom ha'kippurim, the yom ha'kippurim of Yovel. Fine. Pasuk afterwards says, V'kidashtem eshnas achmishim shone, you should be mekadish the 50th year, Ukirosem droir ba'oret l'chol yeshver. You should be koiret, it's droir, it's a man of chayrus, of freedom. Ba'oret l'chol yeshver. So from here we learn out that the avodim go out free when it becomes yovel. Fine. Now the pasuk says further. So the Bible we learn two halachas. Number one halacha we learned, you have to blow shofar, yom kippur. Then we learned your Meshachad Avodim. Now the Pasuk says as a Yovel hi tiye lochem. Now we'll see in the sugya that these words are stiridik. Yovel tiye lochem by says is a ribi. It'll always be Yovel. Yovel hi is a miyit, dafke. This is Yovel. But like this, it's not Yovel. We'll see klar in the Gemara. So then it says this is Yovel. Then the Pasuk says further, Vishavtem ish alachuzosoi, another halacha. What else occurs yovel? Whoever sold a kalke, when it comes yovel, he returns to the moicha. The kalke returns to the moicha. Vishal mishpachtei toshuvu. And Rashi says the chumash. This is going by an eved ivri that's a nirza. He also becomes ois eved. Okay, now let us see the gemara. Tanu Rabbonon, Yovel hi. Now we're speaking about the word Yovel hi, which is in Pasuk Yud. After Kirosam Droy Baratz Ochol Yeshver, Yovel hi Tiyalochem. Yovel hi. So say the Girsus HaBach. Yovel, it says Yovel, without a miyit, Af al pi Shaloi Shamtoi. That means it has Kedushas Yovel, even though Klal Yisrael was not marzir the karkois to the moicha. Afal pi shaloi taku, even though they didn't blow shayfa, but it is kedushas yovel. That's a mitzvah of yovel, there's a mitzvah to blow shayfa, there's a mitzvah to return the karkois. Klal Yisrael didn't do it, it's still yovel. And it has kedushas yovel, the gabi, all other halachas. You're not allowed to be zereya, it is kedushas yovel. Yochel, afal pi shaloi sholchot, I would think that even though they were not Mishaleach Davodim, it also has a Kedushas Yovel. Talmud Leimer Hi, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Very interesting halacha. That if this halacha wasn't Niskayim, if they were not Mishaleach the Avodim, doesn't have Kedushas Yovel. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. They didn't blow Shofar, they weren't Marzer de Kakois, it has Kedushas Yovel. But if they weren't Mishachad Davodim, it doesn't have Kedushas Yovel. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Rabbi Yosi says as follows, Yovel hi, Yovel afalpi shaloi shamtoi. It's Yovel even though they didn't return the karkois. Afalpi shaloi sholchoi. It's Yovel afalpi, they weren't meshachad avodim. It's Yovel. Yochel afalpi shaloi tokoi. I would think even though they didn't blow shofar, it's also Yovel. Talmud Leimer, hi. It's a miyot. Period. So now, we have here a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's in order to have Kedushas Yovel, they had to be Meshachad Avodim. And Rabbi Yosi says, in order to have Kedushas Yovel, they had to blow Shofar. So now the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yosi first. V'chi me'acher. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yosi, Shemikra Echod Marbe. One posik says, it's Yovel. Whatever happens, it's Yovel. Umikra Echod Memait, and I have a he, that's Memait. No, Dafke, this is Yovel. But if it wasn't this, it's not Yovel. Mimneimani Oima, why do I say? So we're going according to Rabbi Yosi. Yovel Afalpi Shaloi Sholchoi. It's Yovel even though they weren't Meshach. Vein Yovel on Kein Tokoi. So Rabbi Yosi said as follows. Lefi she efsha, because I have here a riboy, and I have here a miut. So he said two svaris that I should say that the miut is coming on tkiya shayfa. If there was no tkiya shayfa, then it's not yoivu. But the other things are not market. So two reasons. Number one, lefi she efsha la oilam beloy shiluach avodim. It is possible that you could have a year, there's no shiluach avodim. That means no one has avodim, no one has avodim, period. So it's not mistava to say that the Torah said if there's no shiluach avodim, it won't be yovel. You have to have avodim. So it's not mistava that the Torah was toile kedushas yovel b'shiluach avodim. But v'yev shalo'ilam b'loit ki yeshaifa. But that's impossible. It's impossible that there shouldn't be a shaifa. So Mamela, so Poshit, Rabbi Yossi meant to say like this, it's possible no one ever sold kakois. It's possible you should have such a thing. It's possible no one possessed an evet. So Mamela, so it's not mistava to say that the Torah said Kedusha Shoyvel is dependent on Achzoris kakois. Kedusha Shoyvel is dependent on Shiluach Avodim. It could be there's no Avodim and no, there were no transactions, no Mechiris. So if the Torah said, so that we had Pesukim which speak about three inyonim, Shiluach Avodim, Azoras Karkois, and Tkiya Shefa. So Mestama, the Miut is the Tkiya Shefa. Tkiya Shefa, Klal Yisrael can always have a Shefa. And that's what the Torah is telling us, that if the Shefa will not be blown, Yom Kippur doesn't have Kedusha Shefa. Davarach. Then Rabbi Yossi says another Svara. Zu Mesura Lebezdin, Bezu ain't a mesura lebezdin. What does this mean? He says like this. This is a very interesting halacha that the Torah put kedushas yovel in the hands of Klal Yisrael. That means if they'll be mekayim the mitzvah, then it'll be yovel. If they won't be mekayim the mitzvah, it won't be yovel. It's not mistava that the Torah should put kedushas hayovel in the hands of the hamayinam. Doesn't make sense. So Mimele, so Mistome, what is Ma'akev Kedusha Shoivel? Tkiya Shoifa. Not Tkiya Shoifa, that was Bezdin's job. Bezdin had to see that they should blow Shoifa B'yem HaKippurim. So Tkiya Shoifa is Mistove Ma'akev, because this was given over in the hands of Bezdin. Mistome Bezdin will see that Yoivel should be. No, you need a Tkiya Shoifa to make it Yoivel. But Vizu Einim Mesura LeBezdin. My Dovaracha. Why do you need two reasons? So there are two reasons why we say Tkiya Shefa's market. Number one, because it's possible there's no Shiluach Avodim. There always could be a Shefa. And number two, Zum Mesura LeBezdin. So why do you need two reasons? My Dovaracha. V'chitaymi Evsher Deleke Chad B'Seifa Oilom Deloi Mishaleya. Maybe you'll say my first reason is not true. It's impossible, Shef. No yid should possess an eved in the world. Some that's also it's zicher every yovel you have avodim which have to be nishtaleich, which have to be sent away. So therefore, I said a difference for zu mesur lebezn, bezu ainim mesur lebezn. So bekitzer, Rabbi Yossi held that kedushas hayovel is dependent on one thing, and tkiya shayfer. There's a tkiya shayfer, it's yovel legabi zriya, ktsira, legabi all halachas. There's no tkiya shayfer, it doesn't have kedushas yovel. The other things are not ma'akib and kedushas yovel. So the Gemara says, bishloim ala Rabbi Yossi kedekom ataime. Rabbi Yossi explained why he holds that tkiya shayfer is ma'akib kedushas yovel. He has a he, and he said a svore, that he should be memayit kiya shayfa. El Rabbi Yehuda says that shiluach avodim is ma'akev. So, my time, what is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? O makro, ukrosem droer ba'oretz, ukesova mikro nidrash lofonov, v'loi lifneifon. Now, we had mentioned the pasuk, so we'll understand what the Gemara is saying according to Rabbi Yehuda. In pasuk test, it says, v'avarta shayfa tuah. That's Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Yud it says, V'kidashtem eshnasach mishim shon, akrosam droir ba'oretz l'chol yeshver, yovel hi. So the yovel hi was written right after akrosam droir. Then it says later, La'achov, it says, v'shavtam isha l'chuzosai, which is speaking about, v'shavtam isha l'chuzosai is speaking about chazor esodes. So we have here a miut. So Rabbi Yehuda held the mikra nidrash lefono. The he is going on what is right in front of it. That's a krosam dreir ba'oret. So it's going on shichur. So that's market. You don't go lifnei fono. You don't say that you need tkiya shayfa. That's the pasuk away. You don't go la'achrov. V'shavta mishaloch hazosai. So the miut yovel he that the kedushas yovel is dependent on one thing. The one thing is shiluach avodim. So that's the svar Rabbi Yehuda. Across some dreir ba'aretz of mikra nidrash lefonav v'loy lefnei ponav. That is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Now I saw the Orach Laner clears a shaila. So I'm moving the kigemara over here that the kedushas yovel is dependent on this mitzvah, that mitzvah. So he says, what does that mean? Shaifa, the Orach Laner assumes that the Mikra Din, you need the Tkiya Bezdin, that's it. You know that the mitzvah Cholecha, the Tkiya Pstat, he held that not Ma'akiv. The Ma'akiv is the Tkiya of Shaifa. But we have two other mitzvahs. We have two other mitzvahs that let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shiluach Avodim is Makir. So he says, what does that mean, Shiluach Avodim is Makir? Does that, so he has three ways to learn Pshat. You could learn Pshat, if one Yid doesn't send away his Eved, Oish Yevul. Shiluach Avodim is Makir. That's one way you can learn. A second way you can learn, Roiv Yidin. If Roiv Yidin don't send away the Avodim, so then it's Oish Yevul. Don't catch more with one Yid. And then he has a third way. If one Yid did send, then it is Yoivul. If no one sent, then it's not Yoivul. So he doesn't know Pshat in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara tells us that it's Ma'akiv, and he doesn't know exactly what Pshat in the Ikav. That's a Shaila of the Orach Laner. Now let us see Rashi. Yoivul he, Yoivul Ava Pisha Loi Shamta. Yoivul he Tiyo Lochem. The pasuk says, "Yovel he tiyelochem leel mineksi vavarta shoyfo." That's in pasuk test. Mikidash the mishnas hachemishim shon krosem dreil. V'hodaksiv yovel he tiyelochem. Then it says, "Yovel he tiyelochem v'kroy yaseirehi ledrohu ledrosh v'achi tidreshena." Yovel he lochem yovel lochem mikol mokay. It's going to be Yovel afilu, there was no chazor esodes. Yochel afa pi shalai sholchu avodim. Also, Yehe Yoivul, Tamaloyme, he, Imasisa Dvorim Alolo, Yoivul, Vimlav, Eina Yoivul, Ulakame Meforish, Vyavul, Maichosi, the Tolly Bekri is there. How do you know that Yoivul is dependent on the mitzvah of Shiluach Avod? She'evshe la'oilom beloy Shiluach Avod. So Rabbi Yaisi said, it's possible that there's no Shiluach Avod. It's possible that there's no Eved Ivri at all. So it's not Mistaver, and there's no Achzoris Karko also, there's no Mechiris, there's no Mechiris Avodim. So Memelis, so that's possible. So it's not Mistaver that the Torah was Torah Kedusha Shoivel on something which is not Muchach to occur. The Evshe Shlo Yei Shoifel Motzi Boilo. Afikach Yei Shlonu Loimek Shetola Kosov Leitola Bedova HaMotzi Loilo. Yeah. Dover acher, ki yeshayfe mesur lebezden, letzaveis, leshlucham, letkoya, vishluch avodim, mesur leyechidim. Vim yimoyin, yevatel hayoivul. So he'll come out if he'll hold himself back, and if they'll, the yechidim, or the tabezden, yevatel hayoivul, he'll kach leitoloi akosu bay. That mistava, that the Torah should take Kedushas Shviyas and put it in the hands of Yechidim, of Samazay, of the Hamayinam. don't take such choshev zachen and put it in the hands of the hamaynam. That therefore kedushas yoigel was put into the hands of bezdin. Omar kro kerosam dreir v'samach la yoivoli mikro nidrash lefonov miyute dehi akrias dreir koi. This meat is going on dreir. The solik minay v'loy at kiyas shayfa aksuva lifneifon. That going on Tkiya Shaifa, which is the pasuk before that. Let us see Taisvus. Yoivel he liyos osel bezriya uktire. That means kedusha yoivel. Got to be planting and harvesting. Leisizrov leisik tzayru. Fav al pishle shamtu ashmotis karke. So this achayz rishle baylam beyoivel. It's still as kedusha yoivel. Mikra Nidrosh, Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Yehuda hold, Mikra Nidrosh Lefona, Vulelif Nefona, Vulacho. But you don't darshan the he on Lif Nefona, which is Tkiya Shaifa, and Acha, which is Havzor Esodes. Perish. Miyute the he mukminam akriyas dreir. The he is going on what? And kriyas dreir shehi lefonov. This is the pasuk in front of it. V'loy at kiyya de lefneifonov. It's not going on the kiyya, which is the pasuk before that. V'loy ashmota de laachov. Receive basrei v'shabta mish alachazosei v'ish al mishpachtei toshu. So you see, if you have a miut, I say the miut is going on what was mentioned before, not what was mentioned a pasuk before. Or what was mentioned later. That's how you dash. So, Vektaisis Amir de Kikasha. Behodem Mukminin Ribui, the Yoivel, Livnefon of Ulaacha. Vektaisis, there are two drushes here. There's a miut, the miut is going on the funnel. Then there's a Ribui. The Ribui is going on the Livnefon of Ulaacha. Now, you have to be consistent. When it comes to the miut, the miut doesn't go on the pasuk before. When it comes to the riboy, what's happening over here? The kash is meiridik. The hod the mukmin and riboy the yoivel leaf neifon of lacha. So Taisa says mishim de baal menar nami dorishachi. So that's ella the hachi mukim yute b'didomi. I don't know exactly what Taisa means to answer. That's what Taisa means to say that be'emesin. You could darshan lifneifonov. You could darshan laachov. Oops, he, by him it was mistaver that the miut is only going on lefonov, not lifneifonov. Not that the drosha can't go lifneifonov. For some reason it was mistaver to him that the miut is going on lefonov and not on lifneifonov laachov. Inami ribui di yoivel mashmesh riba kosov shebecholinyin hu yoivel. It seems that there's more in Yonim than it's Shevel that's not Yoivel. So that's why we're Mamayit 1 and Malbet 2. Zot the Gemara Vaita. The Kula Alme Dreir Loshen Cheres. Dreir is a Loshen of Cheres, Yom Meshacher Avodim. How do you know where do you see in the word dreir that it means freedom? The sign you ain't dreir ala loshen cheres, am Rav Yehuda, ma loshen dreir, ke medayri beidayri umoivil schoire b'chol medine. He can live wherever he wants, he can transport schoire to wherever he wants. Let us see what Rashi says. Omar, Rashi says, "Kimedaire beidaire mishu bershusoy logo b'chol molin sheyirtze." A person who here can live wherever he wants to. I'd like to mention one vote, the Meridike vote from the Mirash Shivus Achenel Baruch V'Chaim Shmulevitz. He says pshat in a posik in Nach. David HaMelech told Shlomo in Melachim, it says as follows. He told Shlomo, you have Shimi ben Gera. I swore to Shimi ben Gera, I won't shepherd him. Abo va'ato altena keil ki ish chochamata. You're a chochamata. He can't buy his own deathbed. Altena keil ki ish chochamata. V'yodata es asher tase. You have to know what to do. V'yrato es eivosei bedom shel. Make sure that he gets killed. He shouldn't die. But, so tell Shlomo, v'yata asei ki chochamatecho. V'yishlach ha-melech. So what was the chochma of Shlomo? He calls Shimi, Vayikra Lishimi, Vayaymalai, they tell Shimi, B'nei Lecha Bayis B'Yerushalayim, build a house in Yerushalayim, V'hoya B'yoyim Tzeischa, I'm warning you, when you're going to leave Yerushalayim, V'vartas Nachal Kidroin, Yodoya Teda Ki Mois Tomas, you should know you're going to die. Tomcha Yibaroishcha, if you're dying, it's your own fault. I'm warning you. That, and then later it says in the Pasuk, he made him swear also that he's not allowed to go out of Yerushalayim. Then the Pasuk says, 3 years later, that two Avodim ran away, so he went out of Yerushalayim to chase them, and then Shlomo got him back, went out of Yerushalayim, he killed him. Frek the Mira Shishivi says, Apeladike Maisovir. First of all, what was the Chochm of Shlomo? He says he knows people, Yerushalayim is there, Hashem Old Savoinim. He knows people that live their whole lives in Yerushalayim. They never go out of Chaimish Yerushalayim. What's the Shlecht Yerushalayim? So, what, he just told me not to go out of Yerushalayim. And he warned him, and he swore, Gevaldik, his Yichab won't go out. Lemaisa, 3 years later, an Eved ran away to Avodim. If I'm saying, Shimi also doesn't make sense. It's a sakonis to go out. Two Avodim ran away. So, Mel Salonsech. So, Shimi ran out, and then he killed him. That was Chochma Shlomo. So the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says as follows. He says, Yerushalayim is a meiridik ha'ot, meiridik, meseis kaloris. But if I'm not allowed to move out of Yerushalayim, I'm in prison. He told him you're not allowed to go out. And he swore you're not allowed to go out. He says, this was a golden opportunity that brought him right away. He couldn't stand it. He was in solitary confinement. He couldn't stand remaining in Yerushalayim. That was the biggest prison. That was Chochma Shlomo. He just make sure you don't go out. So he had to go out. I mean, he found some sort of excuse, he had to go out. That's what Rashi says over here by us. What is called cheiris? Mishu b'rishusay logo b'chol molin sheyirsa. That's a free person. If a person is confined, he can only be in one city, that person is not free anymore.